Oh Hello, the podcast has no sponsor. Instead, we're asking listeners to donate to United Way of New York COVID-19 Community Fund. Right now, United Way is helping get food, internet access, and school supplies to New Yorkers who need it. More on what they're doing and how to donate at unitedway.org/ohhello. My name is Lena Mesitsis, and I'm a podcast producer. A year and a half ago, I began working on a podcast with George St. Geegland and Gil Faison. The whole thing fell apart about halfway through when they had a falling out and abandoned the project. Also, they never paid me for any of the work I did and said it was, quote, my fault for trusting them, just like their dumb daughters. But then, a few days ago, I received a Xerox copy of a fax asking me to read the following statement. Oh, hello. It's George and Gil, your favorite guys in the world, and also New York, which is an awesome city, but not as good as it used to be because of Mayor de Blasio and the Knicks, who stink. We are in mandatory self-quarantine right now, but we think that what the world needs is a podcast from us, George and Gil, colon, the bad boys of broadcast. It's time we finish and air this podcast. The very fact that we have content banked means we are miles ahead of the competition. Even a half-finished podcast that almost ruined our friendship is more than you dunces have out there in Nobodyville. We're gonna win the quarantine. And one last thing, you're welcome. End of statement.
Hello?
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 Oh, hello!
It's George St. Geegland.
It's Charmed, I'm sure, Gil Faison, Ira Glass, how are you?
How are you, man?
Oh, I'm totally... How did you get this number?
Exactly.
We have something that we want to talk to you about.
And we're psyched for you, man, because you're going to really enjoy this. And you're going to say yes to it.
Okay. What is it?
Ah, one of his famous questions.
How do you like money, idiot?
I mean...
Because you are about to have everything change, even the things you like.
Ira, what do you do for a living?
I make podcasts.
Yeah. How would you like another one?
Wait, you guys are going to make a podcast?
This is Oh Hello, the podcast. We all know stories. The girl crossing through the forest meets a wolf, and the wolf says that it's her grandparents, and she calls the authorities.
The other little girl's brother, and they eat a house because it's candy.
I'm George St. Geegland. I'm a very famous writer.
And I'm Gil Faison, Charmed, I'm sure, and I am George's friend.
That's very nice. Over the next 8 episodes, Gil Faison and I will ask uncomfortable questions. We'll knock on doors and then be told to use the buzzer.
By the end of this season, we will be hounded by the press. We will secure our freedom, but in securing it, have an accident that would change our lives and everyone around us.
And someone will turn themselves in. Because much like the players in this story, Gil Faison and I set out to tell a story, but some accidents happened. And accidents can change everything, especially for the people in them, especially if they're injured.
But I feel like we're getting ahead of ourselves, George.
We definitely are. Though we're alone together right now, our story really begins 2 years ago in a very crowded room. On a very crowded street. And that street?
Broadway.
Oh, hello.
4.5 months, 138 performances on the Great White Way.
A $1.7 million budget recouped.
Recouped in the final week, baby. Every night playing the picked houses, everyone crying and laughing and laughing. From crying so hard.
But it's not the laughs we remember the most. It's the people that would come up to us and go, thank you. You guys are as awesome as Robin Williams and as great as Michael Jordan when he drove to the hoop.
Of course you all know me. I'm George St. Geegland. Hush. I'm the type of man you would catch at a party going through the coats. I am neither Jewish nor a woman, but like many men over the age of 70, I have reached that point in life where I am somehow both.
We'd have a different guest every night. Stephen Colbert, who really lets Trump have it.
Seth Meyers. Who, if you're watching him lately, he's really letting Trump have it.
Yeah. David Letterman, who since his retirement has really let Trump have it.
Yeah.
He told us, boys, I don't even know why I did everything I did because you guys rock this so hard. I'm going to grow a beard so everybody forgets what I look like.
Like Lincoln would have had he lived. What a loss, Abe Lincoln, though he was so tired. You ever seen that last photo of him where he's like, ugh. Looks like that old baboon you see in the zoo who looks wise?
Well, Trent, I'm sure I'm Gil Faison. I am a Tony Award viewing actor. I look like if Steven Spielberg hadn't made any money.
Look, we'd had our share of buzz. I had appeared on C-SPAN's book notes once because I walked through the set by accident looking for a commode. So I'd been there before.
But this was, I guess, a little different for us. You know, we could have done this podcast as a TV show. We could have done
anything we wanted. We
could have done it as a feature film. But that felt impersonal. It didn't feel like...
It felt stupid.
It felt like we wanted to talk to you guys straight.
Wait, you guys are going to make a podcast?
The three of us are going to make it.
The three of us are going
to
do it.
Because we'd like to cut you in, and you're welcome.
What's the podcast? Like, what's the idea?
Where were you the day that Princess Diana died?
Oh, I have no idea.
Yeah.
On August 31st, 1997, I was rollerblading up 6th Avenue in very tight, light, form-fitting jeans. I had just beefed a job interview at a new tech company down in the Flatiron District. I remember rollerblading, my knees buckling, my legs trembling. I was terrible at it. I missed the four-pronged wheel roller skates of my youth with the big fat rubber stopper. These are just small details, but I remember them. Gil.
What?
Do you remember where you were on August 31st, 1997?
Yeah, I was in the hospital.
The hospital? What was wrong with you?
Nothing was wrong with me.
Is there anything else you remember?
Yeah, they served milk in little plastic cups. A guy rollerblades down the street. Another guy eats a ham and cheese sandwich in the hospital.
Meanwhile, a guy named Elton is noodling at the piano and says out loud, I hope I don't have to write any songs soon. I got zero.
Why are these stories all tied together?
Well, because it's the Princess Di's death.
Right. That's right.
Oh, for the listener?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Do it. Do it formal.
Why are all these stories tied together? Why are
we
mentioning...
Diana's... Yeah. Oh, sorry, you're doing it.
Okay, no, because let me try one more time.
Absolutely.
Why are all these different stories...
Are you asking me? It's all Diana stuff.
Right. Let's start the show.
I totally, like, appreciate you turning to me to do a podcast, but do you have something new to say about Diana? I mean, like what's the story you're going to tell? You know, like, the kinds of podcasts that we do here in American Life, and Serial, and like, they're narratives, stories with a plot. And
hey, George.
Yeah.
Today's show is sponsored by Subway Sandwiches. Do you love to eat big puffy bread with meat that's sweaty? Go to Subway Sandwiches. Sandwiches done right. Now, that's not the look line. This is not an official sponsorship.
Nope.
Just trying to get a little love for Subway Sandwiches.
Story to it. Like, what's the story?
Everything about Princess Diana.
Don't you think that story's been told?
Not like we're going to do it, baby.
Not in the podcast. I don't think.
If you're trying to interest me in a series about Diana, I think that might not be... Hey, do you know something? I've got a call I've got to make, so...
Who's it with?
Who's it with?
One of my coworkers here, Sarah Koenig.
Oh, we like her more than you. Just add us to the call, Ira.
Wait, you think if you were to pitch this to Sarah, you'd do better than you would with me?
Oh, interesting. So you're saying that a woman wouldn't know anything about broadcasting?
Interesting.
That's
we can
really,
that.
We could definitely tell someone that.
Because we could
that.
Go to thevillagevoice.com and sell that story right now.
We could sell that in a New York Minute, and this is a threat. Don't be an ageist.
With two men coming to you.
I'm telling you, like, this is not going to work. All right, hold on for a second. Give me a second. Let me get her on the line. Okay, so Sarah, I want you to meet Gil and George.
Oh, hello.
Hi.
I'm George St. Giglin, and this is Gil Faison, and you just met us. Thank you. We do the Oh Hello show.
You know, I watched it on Netflix.
You saw it on Netflix?
On Netflix.
Thank you. That means the world to us. Obviously, you know, we've made a personal connection. You're a fan of the Netflix, you know, and...
Well, I watched it. I watched it.
Uh-huh.
Thank you.
So Sarah, I don't think this will take long. These guys want to pitch you an idea.
Oh.
Look, Unlike Ira, you've really mastered the podcast space.
Oh, well.
Here's the thing, Sarah. You know, we've got a big story we want to tell, but we want to tell it in a really intimate way.
But also in an explosive way. So, are you sitting down, literally?
I am literally sitting down. Yes, I am.
What's the biggest event of the last 25 years?
I mean, in America, I would say probably 9/11 and the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan.
Oh, I was going to say the invention of the internet and all the social media and
there's
the way
that.
It's changed all discourse.
Sure, yeah.
Okay. Let me rephrase. What do you think was the biggest event of, like, the late 90s?
The late 90s?
When did the Berlin Wall come down?
89.
89, idiot.
Okay.
I think let's just rethink the pitch.
Where were you the day that Princess Diana died?
Oh, that's funny. Actually, I remember where I was. I was in my bed.
Wow.
Is your idea about the royals?
So you're intrigued.
There's 90s nostalgia going on right now. What's the one topic that no one's done an awesome podcast about, especially Gil and George? The answer? The death of Diana Princess.
Ira had said there was like a pitch, and so I'm just wondering what the...
Yeah, that was the whole pitch.
I'm shocked at how much we got to walk you through this stuff, guys.
Were you asking for Ira's help? Were you asking him to do it with you or me?
We're not asking. We are giving you a first look at this.
All I'm saying is that the stories that I do and that Ira tends to do, you know, they're very narrative. They're very distinct stories.
Let us say it. I don't care.
Today's show is sponsored by Quiznos. Remember Quiznos? Grilled sandwiches, sort of, toasted.
I don't know. Was it paninis or prasadas?
Unclear, but if you're in the Cincinnati airport in 2008, go to Quiznos. Sandwiches done right.
Can I ask a question?
That's what you do best.
That's what you do best, Ira.
I think I just don't understand, like, why is this the story that you guys want to do? Like, what's your connection to this story? Like, why does it mean anything to you?
I mean, look, the fact that I have been a royalist for the last 50 years, that I have every plate ever put out by Diana and Prince Charles, that...
And a royalist means you want, like, kings and queens to run the country instead of a democracy?
He was just into the... He and this girl, Naomi, was dating, went to London once, and he just fell in love with all that crap.
Yeah, I mean, I had a magical time where I fell in love with this woman, and we went to
this woman, indeed, in quotes.
Yeah, we fell in love there, and then came back to the States,
and you know, then you sort of snap too when you get back to the States.
George was able to provide some insight into me that she probably wasn't the right fit for me, and then.
But anyway, he had all these plates.
Really awesome plates, you know? And we eat off them every day. And I look down at Princess Diana and I say, this is the people's princess, you know?
Would it be okay? Could Ira and I just have a minute to just talk to each other about it?
Sarah, of course.
Sarah, you can have a minute and a half.
Yeah. We'll start the timer now.
Yeah.
Okay.
You're putting the phones down.
Sorry, we're back.
Time's up.
Time's up.
Not just a pin on a tuxedo.
No,
your
sir.
Time is literally up.
I feel like we didn't. Okay, you're back.
I mean,
I think
if you want to talk to us about this idea again, we'd be happy to give you a little advice here and there.
When? Tomorrow?
Yeah. When can we start calling you tomorrow?
You free in the morning? Because we get up at 4:00, confused.
I'm guessing it's going to take you guys a little bit to sort of gather your stuff together. And if you have questions along the way, we have a lot of experience between us. Ira Glass is one of the best interviewers like that's ever lived.
Didn't prove it today.
Yeah.
He's had a long day. But I think...
So is Craig Ferguson, but when he goes on the air, it's fun and funny.
Just don't decide beforehand. Look, when we do stories here, we don't ever decide what the story is before we start doing it. You start talking to people, you start digging around, and then things open up that you hadn't expected.
After all, you're coming to us for advice, right? You're coming to us for advice.
Do you have the desire to try to produce Oh Hello, the podcast, and exert control?
Get your paws in there.
And
so this story...
A story that opened a door that never quite closed. Of royalty and humanity.
Of love.
Of loss.
With twists and turns.
About memory, about history, about her history.
From This American Life
and Serial Productions,
this is Oh Hello the Podcast.
The life and death of Princess Diana.
A.K.A.
Dietown.
An Ira Glass production.
I think we should try to find something else in addition to Diana for this to be about.
Ira, we are open to every note you want to give us except that one.
Yeah, I think you're way off there.
All right. Thank you, guys. We couldn't be more excited to provide you with the opportunity of working with us.
And Ira, Sarah, you're welcome.
Yeah. You're on the hook. We love you, too.
On this season of Oh Hello, the Podcast.
What's good for sound? Is it good to have the air conditioning or the heat on?
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Yes.
We're gonna first say our creator, our God in heaven.
Let's talk to Diana herself.
Uh-huh.
We ask that you bring forth with goodness and peace, Diana Spencer.
Well, my name is John Oliver.
The mother of William and Harry.
Had she lived and the car crash had never happened, would Brexit have happened? Probably no.
God to us, so we may be able to channel out her heart.
I'm not famous for, like, my own merits, so it's like any intention of getting a photo of me is evil. Like, there's no good use to it.
Her wishes. Her strength.
Yes.
I'm Pete Davidson.
Her unconditional love for life.
I'm just, like, there for now. And, like, then they were just capturing me there for now. I think eventually nobody will give a fuck. That is what I would tell Princess Diana.
We're going to reenact exactly what happened on the day the paparazzi was chasing Di and Dodi.
I do not work as a medium.
Dodi.
But I sometimes get mediumistic information.
We're going to go through the Holland Tunnel. We're going to sit in traffic for about 45 minutes.
And then the hope is get up to 90 miles an hour. So you're not a medium, and I am no longer a medium as well. I have to wear a large.
Actually, in terms of sizing, I am basically a medium.
We've been told we're not allowed to comment on women's appearances anymore.
Okay.
What do your friends call you?
They call me Lin. My parents still call me Lin Manuel.
Where were you the day the princess died?
I was in Puerto Rico.
Oh, wow.
She's saying she was misunderstood.
Let it out. It's just Michael's car. Come on, let it out. Fuck Michael.
Follow the clues.
Follow the clues.
Yeah.
What are the clues? Tell us what they are and then we'll follow them.
You know what? I think you know.
Now I'm hungry again.
You want to get a slice?
Let's get a slice.
Okay.
Today's show is sponsored by Tate's Cookies. I'm a little cookie boy. I like Tate's. Give me a cookie and take me on a date. If they're chocolate chips, I'll be your boy. If they're macadamia nuts, I'll also be your boy.
Tate's Cookies, since 1901 in Southampton, New York, making real salty crispers.